We used to meet in a disused garage in a courtyard in Maistraße. There were only 6 or 8 of us in Munich to begin with. But when a lecture was held, 60 or 70 people came. And they always asked, what actually is socialism? You had to fulfill certain conditions to join the ISK. You had to have left the church. You had to be a vegetarian. You had to make a financial contribution as well, depending on income. You had to be active in a labor movement organization. We always voted SPD. Only once did the ISK, when it was a question of voting for Hindenburg, deviate from this with the slogan, "A vote for Hindenburg is a vote for Hitler." To express our aversion to Hitler, we voted for Ernst Thälmann of the KPD. We soon learned that there was a concentration camp in Dachau where people were simply locked up, victimized or killed. There was a railroad man, Brunold, for example. He was in the KPD. I got on well with him. Then he was sent to Dachau. A while later he was released. If you met him in the street, he would call out from a distance, "Don't talk to me, don't talk to me," because he was under constant watch. He said, "I'm not going back to Dachau. It's barbarous." We simply couldn't grasp how quickly it all happened. What can one do? That was the question at the time. What can one do? What use is an illegal leaflet? Can it do more than show that Germans are also resisting? Then there was the trick with the suitcase. We attached foam rubber to the bottom of the suitcase. Then the foam rubber was cut away to leave letters. The letters were then soaked in silver nitrate. If you put the case down for a moment and then walked on with it, no one noticed anything at first. But by the next morning, the letters had burned themselves into the surface and were clearly legible. We were brash enough to print, "Think also of those Hitler has murdered," at one of the temples of honor at Königsplatz using the suitcase. Elsewhere, we used it to write, "Down with Hitler." We wrote slogans on house walls, and the swastika hanging from a gallows was our sign.
In the end, being vegetarian endangered one's life. It ceased to be an option for us while the Nazis were in power. We were decried as vegetarians to the point where everyone thought, if that's a vegetarian, then they are against us. So word went round. Don't attract attention, don't be a vegetarian.
A people without culture can hardly live. The Kammerspiele Theatre, whose views were close to ours, couldn't perform anymore because it was so cold and they had no coal for heating. We had an arrangement with the miners in Penzberg. Every miner coming out of the mine had 1 or 2 lumps of coal in his lunch pouch round his waist. They put these in a crate that was brought to the theatre so that they could heat the place and perform in winter.
After 1945, the ISK people now turned to social democracy and were of major significance. Because the Godesberg program, which finally broke with Marxist principles and declared that socialism is an ongoing scheme that must orientate itself on fundamental values such as freedom, justice and solidarity, the ISK had already thought out all of that. It was their achievement to have anticipated by over 20 years what was finally adopted at Bad Godesberg.